You know, sometimes I think America could solve half its problems if we just switch from cable news for cable karaoke. Imagine Congress, same suits, same speeches, but each argument had to be sung to the tune of Sweet Caroline. Ba-ba-ba. Suddenly, the filibuster turned into a dance-off and everybody leaves humming instead of fuming. Because here's the truth. We are really good at turning small differences into big ones. You like your coffee black, I like it with cream. You say soda, I say pop. And before you know it, we're ready to draw up a 10-point plan on why the other one is wrong. It's almost impressive. But take a step back, and it's pretty silly. At the end of the day, we're arguing over which color crayon we want to use while we're all coloring the same picture. And that picture is America. 50 stars, 13 stripes, and a whole lot of people who all want the same big things. Freedom, safety, opportunity, and a future for our kids. This country has weathered wars, depressions, and disco. And if we can survive disco, we can survive political disagreements. Our history is filled with moments when we argue fiercely, but then roll up our sleeves and work side by side. Washington and Jefferson didn't see eye to eye. Lincoln's cabinet disagreed on everything but lunch. And yet here we are. Still one nation, under God, indivisible. So maybe next time we feel our blood pressure rise over a red state or blue state, we remember there's only one state that really matters, the United States. And our strength has never been in the things we agree on, been on our ability to disagree, debate, and still shake hands afterwards. Because the flag we salute doesn't have separate stripes for Democrats or Republicans. It's one set of stripes, one set of stars, one nation. And if we can laugh at ourselves a little more, maybe we'll remember we're not opponents in this great American story. We're teammates. And teammates, they may bicker in the locker room, but when the whistle blows, they play for the same jersey. God bless America.